RC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
Case is closed.
Prove It by Television,
Hello and good evening, folks. We're all here on Sunday, 8 p.m., listening to CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, CFRC.ca if you're joining us from anywhere else in the world. Hello and welcome. This is the Yellow Brick Road. I'm your host, Rue. And the Yellow Brick Road is usually your place for British and Irish music, but I just thought I'd start off this week's show with a little bit of Marquee Moon Television from that incredible album. It's a little bit different from what we'd normally do, a little bit of New York music out there, but this album is almost 50 years old. It's 49 as of today because it came out on the 8th of February back in 1977, and of course it shaped alternative music of a certain style that followed it, you know. And if you asked me to point out the point where punk rock became post-punk, the point where punk music birthed post-punk, there's a few things you could point to, you know. I might point to moments in the UK, like Johnny Rotten leaving Sex Pistols and forming Public Image Limited. Here in Canada, a lot of Toronto, Montreal, and Hamilton punk bands would go on to give us people who would be important players in Canada's alternative synth pop and other major music scenes across the country. And if that's something that interests you, actually, you might want to go look for this show's podcast. Because a couple of years ago, we spoke to Chris Barry, who's the frontman of Montreal's first punk band, the 222s, back in, again, 1977-78. And he would also go on to be the frontman of 39 Steps, who are a really cool new wave group who starred in a Woody Allen film as one of kind of the central scenes. And they also played in that CBGB scene in the 1980s in New York. Now, CBGB, along with Max's Kansas City, these were the venues where a lot of New York's original punk scene cut its teeth. And then the new wave post-punk scene that came out of New York also came out of these venues. And Television were one of those bands who came out of this scene. And their rejection of, you know, the narrower confines of punk and the embracing of more jazz and art influences may just be another moment to point to in the birth of post-punk and sort of art rock and jazzier music. The release of Television's debut album, Marquee Moon, was definitely one of the cornerstone moments and albums for alternative music, for music in general, and I think it was also initially more successful in the UK compared to the US. And I think you can see the lineage from, you know, Richard Lloyd and Tom Verlaine's guitar writing and to Johnny Marr's layered arrangements. Both took influences from similar places. I think even if you look at Morrissey's embracing of poetry and literature, that would be mirrored in Tom Verlaine's, and the layering, you know, taken from classical music, old soundtracks in the case of Television, and Motown and girl groups and all of that from For the Smiths. And this refusal to be bound by what punk rock had to offer in the late 70s, I think you can see a bit of a correspondence there. So this album came out on the 8th of February back in 1977, 49 years ago. But that's not the only reason why we're playing something from Marquee Moon today. It's also because Television's bassist Fred Smith died earlier this week. And it's been this sudden spate of deaths, you know. It kind of feels like in the space of 48 hours, so many really important musicians from the last 30, 40 years have just been dropping off. Like, we had Fred Smith died earlier this week of Television, Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down, and then just yesterday, Greg Brown of the band Cake also died. So I thought we'd celebrate Fred and Marquee Moon on Marquee Moon's anniversary by starting tonight's show with it. For the rest of the night, though, I'm going to be reverting to type here and bringing you the best new music coming out of the UK and Ireland. And we're going to be starting off this week in Wales. We're going to Newport, a place that was once written about during the height of the 90s grunge movement, when record labels were scurrying around to sign anything that had long hair and a slightly heavier sound. So there was a reviewer who I think had taken a wrong turn somewhere in their journey and landed in Newport, gone to an Eisteddfod, which is sort of a national arts and culture festival. You've got folk music, poetry, other kinds of music, a lot more. And this American journalist ended up there instead of wherever they were supposed to be headed. They saw a bunch of bands playing at the Eisteddfod, and they went home very impressed and kind of declared Newport to be the new Seattle. But on other days, it's also home to the fusion metal reggae band Skindred, who've recently announced their 9th studio album, You Got This, that's coming out on the 17th of April. They'd earlier released the title track of the album as a single, and now we've got a second single called This Is The Sound, and it is a mosh pit banger. Skindred have kind of seen a revival in the past few years. Their last album, Smile, came out in 2023, and it became their first number one album in the UK, first time in, I guess, more than 20 years of them being a band. And then they were shortlisted for the Welsh Music Prize with it in 2024. They played sold-out shows at Wembley Stadium, which is a huge deal, they've said. And they also had this big TikTok viral moment where their song Nobody from their 2004 album Babylon blew up and, you know, made them global superstars. I was listening to the song that they've just put out, This Is The Sound. I was listening to it earlier this week to kind of prepare for the show, and I must have said out loud at least 6 times, man, I love Skindred, because who is doing it like them? They have a really uniquely Skindred sound, just this mix of reggae and new metal. They've called the new album All Killer, No Filler, and they've been talking about where the themes come from, and singer Benji Webb said it's such an empowering statement and applies to so many battles that everyone faces. For me, having songs that lift people who are going through tough times is the most important thing to do. I feel like it's what I've been put on this planet to do. And you can find the album when it comes out at skindred.net. Then we've got a band from Nottingham, a sister duo, Old Black Era, another band who we've actually had on the show before. And they've been steadily making their way up in the world of alt rock and heavy music, and they've been doing it on their own terms, blending industrial music, rap, rave, rock, emo, goth, touches of pop, and they've really created their own unique sound, and it's seen them achieve big things like a number one album with their debut, Rave Immortal, which was also one of our 50 best albums of 2025, so it's a really good album. They've also performed at Reading and Leeds Festival at an age when their friends and classmates usually attend the festival as punters for the first time, but they're not resting on their laurels. They've got a new single called Tissues, and they've announced that it's from an upcoming EP of theirs called Our World that's coming out on the 27th of May. It's a more alt-pop leaning rave new metal song, and the band have said that after opening up about hidden disabilities, invisible disabilities on previous songs like Straight to the Heart and Come On Outside, they feel like there's no topic they can't, you know, they should feel scared to sing about. They say with all that's going on in the world, it was good to talk about feeling overwhelmed with emotions, but over a hyperpop rock beat. The juxtaposition feels almost therapeutic. You can find them at ALTBLKERA, oldblackera.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Skindred. This is The Sound on Sivasi Radio.
Baby, I'm all into that. Bones from the place.
11.9 FM. That was new music from Old Black Era. They've got an EP coming out in May, and that's what this is going to be on. We also heard This Is The Sound from Skindred. That's also from an upcoming album. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the show for you. We've got some new releases by maybe some smaller artists as well than the ones that you've heard. Like, we always start off with some really big releases on the show, like to give the show a little bit of a bang at the top. And then, you know, all the really cool new stuff that's happening on the underground that you've got to be paying attention to. We're going to have a bit of that. And then also in the second half of the show, which is our post 9 p.m. slot, which is where we often have a little bit of something extra. Last week we had a live session. This week I've got an interview for you, very excitingly. I've got Carla Chubb from the band Sprints, who were in town last week, and you know, they played an incredible set in Toronto. They were playing at Longboat Hall, first time up in Canada. They've played in the US before, and it was just such an energetic, incredible rock show. They're such a good live act. They really keep the energy up. And before the show, I caught up with Carla to just talk about their new album, All That Is Over, that came out, and just generally about, you know, what's going on with them. We had a little check-in, so you'll hear that after 9 o'clock. But we're gonna stick with Irish music for the moment, because I'm going to play us something from the Irish songwriter Alva Reddy. She's released her latest album, Kiss Big, and it's a breakup album. She said Kiss Big is about the end of a long-term relationship. Classic, really. And the disorienting aftermath of losing the person you built your life around. It kind of explores the changing nature of, you know, who they are, who you are without them, all that kind of thing. The cyclical nature of love, she says, and endings. That way we keep beginning again, regardless of how we say we won't. I think it's quite a raw and unfiltered look at the aftermath of love, the parts of it that, you know, don't leave you feeling very graceful. And it voices those difficult feelings, grapples with them, explores them in a body of work that's very personal but also quite accessible. You'll hear some touches of Florence Welch and CMAT as well on some songs maybe, and some songs are more anthemic, indie rock tunes, whereas others are folkier, intimate tunes. I'm going to play us the song That Girl, and another standout song on the album that you've got to go listen to on your own is a song called Untangling. You can find her, I'll spell her full name, it's AILBHERREDDY.bandcamp.com. The album's called Kiss Big. Then we're also going to be playing some music from the third album, just released by the London shoegaze four-piece band Whitelands. The album's called Sunlight Echoes, and they've returned with this sprawling, expansive sound on their new album that's almost ambient in places. I discovered them quite recently, actually, through the lineup of Rockaway Beach Festival, which stands out, you know, by not being during the summer crush of European festivals that happen between June and September. So it's only festivals that are happening in Asia and a few in the south of America, in the southern hemisphere, where it's actually summer right now. So Rockaway Beach, I'm going to be playing us the song I Am No God, an effigy, which is what a brilliant lyric and song title that is. You can find the full album at whitelands.bandcamp.com. And then one of the most delightful things that I've heard in this last week is a new band from Margate called Pigeon. They've got a new single out, which is this disco, dance, punk, funky, krautrock, synthy, fun track called Miami. It's also, you know, got a touch of Afrobeats on there. Kind of tongue-in-cheek lyrics as well. I love it. It's perfect for January, kind of this Jan-Feb cold spell when, you know, the lyrics are kind of like, if you close your eyes, it's just like being on the beaches in Miami. It's kind of not, but it's nice to imagine, isn't it? So they've been, getting bigger on the back of some really good EPs, performances, including at Glastonbury. And they've got their debut album coming out. It's called Outer National. It's out on the 16th of April. You can find it at pigeon-uk.bandcamp.com. This is Alva Reddy with That Girl on CFRC Radio.
Your eyes look so disappointed in the chip palace when you're asking your hard questions, and I act like the answer is at the bottom of the glass I'm holding, while you tell your version of events of the night we first met. Your hands on my face and my shaking legs.
Bleached teeth, cold feet, I'm underneath. Bleached teeth, cold. up this morning, I saw a flight going to Miami. After blazing it in my garden, I just booked my ticket.
Just be my favorite new band. That was Miami by Pigeon. Full album's coming out in April, so look out for that. We also had some music from Alvaretti and Whitelands. Moving on, folks, we're going to be playing some new music from Jody and the Germs, who are an Oxford-based indie rock band. This is Jody's fourth album. It's called Descends. She's quite prolific, you know, since playing her first gig with her band in early 2020. She's released four albums. Descends was out in November 2025. I love this. It's got this jangly indie rock feel with a pop touch. There's a bit of psychedelia. But it also feels a little bit like the Stone Roses. Like, the vocals feel a little bit like Ian Brown in places. You can find her music at Jody, spelled J-O-D-Y, and the J-E-R-M-S, Jody and the Germs, .bandcamp.com. That's not a G, that's a J. And we're also going to be playing some new music from the Leeds dance punk band Alt Adult DVD. I love these guys. I love their tongue-in-cheek kind of commentary, which is witty, it's cutting. Their tunes are dance floor bangers, and I've heard that they go down a storm live. They've got a new single out called Real Tree Lee, which comes with an interesting music video of this kind of doomsday prepper guy, who they have written a song about before, actually, who I guess in another life wouldn't look out of place as a member of the band Snapped Ankles, with that whole tree, bush, yeti costume thing going on. Lead singer Harry Hansen has also been a guest on our show, so go check it out. You know, maybe just Google Yellow Brick Road Adult DVD, and hopefully you won't find anything untoward. You can also get in touch with the show if you want to let us know about anything. just email yellowbrickroad@gmail.com, or you can find the show on Instagram. The handle is yellowbrickroad. But you can find Adult DVD at adultdvd.bandcamp.com. This is Jodie and the Germs with Hooch and Happiness on CFRC Radio.
Time.
DVD with Real Tree Lee. Welcome back, folks. We've been listening to a little bit of Jody and the Germs and Adult DVD on that last set. Do follow all the bands that we've been playing on Bandcamp and such, and, you know, support them independently if you can, because streaming doesn't really do that, does it? I'm going to be playing us some new music out of Swansea on the next set. We've got a band called Snail, an alt rock four-piece from Swansea, and they've just put out an album recently with an incredible name. It's called Idiot Slow Down. It's a bit psychedelic, it's a bit angular indie rock. I really like it. I'm going to play us a song called Everyone Says Hi, and you can find them at Snail Cymru, spelled Snail CYMRU.bandcamp.com. Go check them out. And then we've got new music from political punk Rising Star Hyphen, who's got a new track called Go Back. Pretty self-explanatory as you listen to the song. Find him at thisishyphen.bandcamp.com.
You Military missiles fire in the Middle East. Right above the kids who didn't have a thing to eat. White man with a suit and tires in his Uber ride. Listening to news who tells him who should live and die. My neighbor used to threaten me for being where I'm from. RIP, cause I'm still here, that motherfucker dead and gone. I'm supposed to be respectful, but you'll tell me that I'm scum. I'm a model fucking immigrant, you heard what I have done. I got A's in two exams, I had my parents sitting stressed. Cause I got A stars in every other fucking test. The university was universally acclaimed. Moving through these traumas, but still stay unusually refrained. Reform will tell you I'm the one who's holding your life back. 19 years old, interning in London, Goldman Sachs. My political views aren't informed by what I owe in tax. We built this country too, so why the fuck will we go back? Doctors, nurses, billions in tax. Inviting hit the hell, we left everything we had. Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Olympic medals, food that you eat, the music you hear, the films that you see. Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Doctors, nurses, billions in tax. Inviting here to help, left everything we had. Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Olympic medals, food that you eat, the music you hear, the films that you see. Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back? Why the fuck should we go? Why the fuck should we go back?
That was Hyphen with Go Back. We also listened to some music from Snail. Welcome back to the Albert Road, folks. We've got a little bit more music before we get into our interview for this week. We were joined by Carla from Sprints, who are an incredible Dublin band. They released their debut album a couple of years ago. First album was called Letter to Self, and that was just, you know, right at the top of the year, January, and I already knew that was absolutely going to be one of my albums of the year, and it was. No surprise there. They released their second album, All That Is Over, last year, and they've taken it in a more experimental direction. They're kind of pushing boundaries. They're addressing, you know, the world around them, the world inside them, everything. They've been through a few changes as well, and I sat down with Carla to talk all about the kind of whirlwind 2 years that they've had. And obviously the band were also incredible. So they played a show at Longboat Hall, that's just this kind of venue near the Drake Underground in Toronto, and they have incredible stage presence. You know, it feels very literary and, you know, energetic at the same time live. The mosh pits were incredible and also very caring. I lost count of how many crowd surfs there were. They have songs live like Desire that just are such a hit live, you know, because they turn it into this big spiraling moment, and it's just an incredible thing to be in the middle of the pit for. They have these call and response moments. It's just incredible crowd control. Really energetic, electrifying live performances. I love that they have a little bit of a women to the front thing going on as well on songs like Up and Comer, which, you know, as I said, they don't flinch away from addressing things head on. So there's songs like that really openly talk about like misogyny in the music industry and things like that, and they tackle it head on, and they make sure to, you know, make that space, carve that space out for women at their shows live as well. And I just feel like Carla is such an icon and like a real inspiration to watch her doing her thing live. They also, because they're on this North American tour, they covered Decepticon. I think we played that last week. You know, just released a La Tigre cover because they were in North America. They really look up to Kathleen Hanna and stuff. And it was an incredible moment live because it also just explodes with this dance punk energy. And I think Carla surfed all the way to the bar and just stood atop and had this big moment and then just dove right back into the crowd. It was incredible to just watch them. And I also think their opener was a really interesting, really cool band. They were a band from New York. They were called Trophy Wife, and they also just have this presence about them, you know, where they are kind of stationary live, but the moments when they do move, it just really draws you in. It's kind of immersive, shoegazy, reminds me a bit of bands like Pony and maybe Annie DeRusso, but then those explosions of, you know, live moments and everything. And they've got a really, really good sounding singer at the front, so they've got a lot of good stuff going on for them as well. But we're going to take it outside of the UK and Ireland for this set, as maybe alluded to by their openers. I'm going to play us some music from Australia and then another New York band. Now, it might be no surprise to anybody that Australia has been putting out incredible new acts. Some of them have gone on to become, you know, world-dominating artists like maybe King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Enamel and the Sniffers, who were in fact at the Grammys last week, so how's that for success? But there's a new band that just started in 2024. They're called Sleepazoid. I found out about them just this week, but they're an alt-rock band from Melbourne. They're right parts punky, glitzy, alt-rock, but then also in places surf-rock and even shoegaze. They've put out a new EP called New Age, and I'm going to be playing as the title track, New Age. You can find them at sleepazoid.bandcamp.com. And then New York band Telescreens, who we first saw opening for Franz Ferdinand at History last year, so that's a pretty big show. And, you know, they had control in command of that crowd. They have a really, you know, electrifying stage presence, running around the stage and just playing really, really good alt-rock tunes. They've just dropped a new song called Preacher, and they've somehow managed to get Kareem, the guy who hosts Subway Takes, to be the presenter in that video, so good for them. You can find them at telescreens.us. We're going to first listen to New Age by Sleepazoid, and when we're back, we'll be joined by Carla from Sprints. So enjoy!
I'm living through a new phase. Dingy jeans with a rhinestone pattern. Slick back. something left to feed you. Caught onto another way. Something left to teach you. Lost on the internet. How do I reach you? Hot on the cigarettes. And they call you a preacher. Hanging on the telephone. Can you hear me? You never wanna be alone. Will you come meet me? Higher than an overdose. In this blood on the ceiling. Something about your syndromes. Now to call you a preacher.
Met before because a couple of now it was a couple of years ago. I still don't really know what we can call 2024, but you guys were playing a show in London and I was in London at around the same time, and this was, I think you guys had like a headline show at the Kentish Town Forum or whatever it's called.
No way. Yeah,
and it was the same night that English Teacher were doing a couple of shows around town as well.
Yeah, they were playing Two Nights of Cocoa or something. Traitors.
But I think their shows had been booked a little bit before yours were announced. So we were, a friend of mine and I, we were going to that show instead. And when I heard you guys were doing it, I was devastated because I was like, I should have been at this show. But, you know, we ended up going to that one because of like the whole thing with like tickets and returning them.
And they're Mercury Prize winners. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I would also choose English Teacher over us. They're fantastic.
But you guys were doing the same after show party.
Yeah, we had a little DJ set after party together. We love them. We've kind of started our careers at the same time. They're fantastic. They're just like gorgeous musicians, gorgeous people. Mm-hmm. We both started on Nice One Records, and Pete and Alex started that are now both of our managers.
Yeah.
So it's been beautiful.